construction work, they call them work pants. Mm-hmm, and if they're mm-hmm. going to do plumbing work, it's work pants.
Mm-hmm. If you had a dress or something and you had lost a lot of weight, you'd say, now, that dress won't fit this year, but last year it...
It did.
And if you were using the word fit, you'd say last year it...
It fit.
Mm-hmm. Now, talking about shorts, that of course, the kind of shorts that people used to wear that would come just almost to the knee, do you remember what they called them?
Bermuda.
Yeah, you can remember mm-hmm. that. Yeah. Well, what would be the next length? Do you remember that? Of course, now they're also short. What other kinds of lengths of shorts can you think of?
Well, that'd be a pedal pusher.
Mm. Oh, pedal pusher, yes, below the knee.
Were those below your knee?
I think. I don't really remember. That's been so long ago. Well, what about the shorts that come up?
Short shorts.
Yeah. How about for men? What do you call them for men? Of course, they wouldn't have short shorts, but.
I thought they were always Bermuda shorts.
You sure? Yeah.
What is the proper name for them?
Bermudas is what I call them. But some people call those walking shorts.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, same thing that I call Bermudas, they call walking shorts. And so that's to see what you call them. If you had like maybe tight pants and you stuffed a lot of things in the pockets, it would make the pockets
round.
Okay, and stick out. Another way of saying stick out might be
full.
Okay. Well, I was wanting to see it. Did you say your pockets would bulge? Would you say
bulge?
Okay. If you had something, a blouse or something that was made out of maybe cotton and it wasn't samphorized, and you washed it in hot water, and it
would fade.
Okay. And then if it got smaller, you'd say
it is drawn up.
Okay. Or another way of saying it's drawn up, it's
shrink.
Yeah. And you say, yesterday I washed it and it
shrinked.
Yeah. That's one of those ones that I can't say. If you were talking about a woman, I guess it could be a man. I know I can see these ones. Who stands in front of a mirror all the time, always fixing her face, you'd say she really likes to
primp.
Yeah. How about somebody who likes to wear fancy clothes all the time? You'd say they like to
dress well.
What would you call this?
I would call it a purse.
And something around your wrist, it's a jewelry that you wear around your
bracelet.
Now, if you had a lot of little things strung together, a necklace that was made of things strung together, you'd say that, call that necklace. It was like...
It could be pearls.
All right, or... How about if it wasn't pearls, if it was just...
It could be beads.
Sure. Yeah. Would you say a pair of beads ever? Do you use that expression?
Yes.
Pair of beads. Yeah. What would you call the things men wear to hold up their trousers?
Suspenders.
And what do you call what you hold over your head when it rains?
Umbrella.
And when you make up a bed, the last thing you put on the bed?
Bedspread.
And at the head of the bed, you put your head on a...
Pillar.
Do you remember, have you ever seen the ones that are like two pillows put together?
No.
Those are before your time.
I wouldn't say that, but I just haven't seen
anything you call a bolster?
I've heard of the bolster, yeah.
Oh, you have, yeah. Now, a bolster, I think I'm right, didn't go part way across the bed. It went...
I would say just about center.
And did it go all across the bed? Have you seen them? I have never actually
really
seen
them. Really, I've heard my mother work, you know, she worked for white people. Mm-hmm. And I've heard her speak of the bolster, but I really don't know too much about what the bolster looked like.
Do you think it went all the way across?
I would say it did.